The account of the Lord's appearing to seven of his disciples on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias, is told only by the Apostle John. It forms a sort of epilogue to his Gospel. After the Lord's resurrection, the disciples went to Galilee, where several of them decided one evening to go fishing on the lake. Among them were Peter, James, and John. When they went ashore in the early morning, Jesus was waiting for them with a meal of roast fish and bread. The Lord's main purpose in appearing to them at that time was to rehabilitate Peter, the disciple who had denied him, and restore him to his position among the apostles. Simon Peter, one of the three disciples closest to the Lord, had always been a leader among the 12. He was the first to confess that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Impulsive and energetic by nature, he had thought he could never be guilty of an act of cowardice or betrayal. He openly declared, shortly before the Lord's arrest, that he was ready to give his life for the Lord, and he sincerely believed it. "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you," he had said. But a few hours later, the Lord's word was accomplished, and Peter, the rock, was caught off his guard and denied his master three times, even declaring with an oath and curses that he did not know the man. The four evangelists all speak of Peter's triple denial, but Holy Scripture also recounts that he wept bitterly at what he had done. Christ knew what was in Peter's heart and had prayed that his faith might not fail. After the resurrection, the Lord reinstated Peter in his apostleship. But first the disciple had to undergo a heart-searching probe about the quality of his love for the Lord, as unreserved love for the person of Jesus is the hallmark of all true discipleship. So when they had finished the meal, Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he replied, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again he asked, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you truly love me?" And Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus replied, "Take care of my sheep." Then, for the third time, he said, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because Jesus had asked three times if he loved him. "Lord," he said, "you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus replied, "Feed my sheep." Just as Peter had denied the Lord three times, he now had openly declared his love for him three times and was restored to his rank as an apostle. He became once again the leader of the group and regained his calling as a shepherd of the Lord's flock. But he never forgot the painful lesson he had learnt. Self-confidence and presumption which had brought about his fall were broken. Then Jesus spoke prophetically about future events in Peter's life. "I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you fastened your belt and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. According to tradition, Peter was crucified. Then Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Turning round, Peter saw the beloved disciple John following them, and he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to live until I come, what is that to you? You must follow me." This answer was misunderstood by the others, and the rumor spread that John would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to live until I come, what is that to you?" Next episode, The Great Commission.